T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
82 degrees in the city, a bit warmer in a few spots, 87 right now in Teaneck. We're heading up to a high of 88 in the city. It'll feel like it's in the 90s with the heat index. Warm and humid throughout this afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 74. The New Jersey woman assaulted after she asked another customer inside a Staples store in Hackensack to put on her face mask. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian with the story.
From her hospital bed, Margo Kagan tells CBS2 that just a few minutes before she was attacked, she asked another man to put on his mask.
He was wearing it below his nose, and I asked him to put it up, and he put it up.
But it didn't happen that way when Kagan asked another woman who wore hers on her chin to put it up. Kagan says the woman started cursing at her, then ended up pulling Kagan by her cane when she fell on the ground. Other shoppers were shocked.
That is astonishing. People know that this virus is very contagious, and if they're not willing to help protect everybody else, they should just stay home.
A GoFundMe page for Kagan's family says the 54-year-old was recovering from a liver transplant at the time and now has to undergo surgery again, but this time for her injuries. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Police are still searching for the suspect. We have surveillance video up on our website, WCBS880.com. A GoFundMe page also created for Margo Kagan. As of last check, it had raised over $1,200. 1205 at WCBS. Since April 8th, wearing a face mask while inside a retail business, anything indoors in terms of shopping, that's been mandatory, part of Governor Murphy's executive order. But this past week, state lawmakers introduced some legislation to try and give that order some teeth. The legislation would create punishments for noncompliance, fines of up to $500 and up to 30-day jail sentences. Assemblyman Ralph Caputo helped put this together. He says, we're in this pandemic together, and we all have to do our part to prevent the spread of the virus. Every public school student in the city will soon be getting food stamp cards, part of a relief package that was passed in Congress back in March. More on this with our Steve Burns.
Think of it like another stimulus, says Liz Ackles with the nonprofit Community Food Advocates.
This support is really critical.
A card loaded with $420 in food benefits is headed to families of kids getting free or reduced-priced lunches. In New York City, every public school family will get a card thanks to the city's universal free lunch program. Ackles says food insecurity is only getting worse.
You know, you look around, see stores closed, everything that's going on, it's not hard to imagine what the impact is on people day to day.
Even for families in better financial shape, Ackles recommends spending it.
It's really critical for the local economy.
And then, if you're able, the equivalent amount can be donated.
All communities have local food providers, soup kitchens, and food pantries that could always use support.
Donating the card itself isn't possible, as the government considers that fraud. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
High school sports in Connecticut will be delayed. The fall season will start, as of right now, with practices on September 11th. The games, those would start September 24th. The group that oversees high school sports in Connecticut, the CIAC, says face masks, limited fan attendance, limited locker room usage, some potential rule changes could all be on the way to make sure student athletes are safe. The group's executive director says their plan could still change as the pandemic continues to change. For now, the proposal does include a postseason. That would be wrapped up by November 15th. For all the sports, no teams will be allowed to play more than 14 games and no more than 2 games per week. We checked the forecast. Meteorologist Bill Dager.
And Kevin, it's warming up out there through the 80s. I don't think most of us are going to make it into the 90s this afternoon, unlike most of July. As we turn the page to August here, these temperatures aren't too bad, especially after we get past this weekend. 88 for the high today with sunshine mixed with clouds. It'll feel like it's in the 90s. Clouds and sticky tonight, low 74. Then we'll have some showers and storms tomorrow. Very humid, 87. That's from an area of low pressure. We'll dry out Monday, partly sunny, 86. Then we're going to track Hurricane Isaias, which will move close to Florida tomorrow, then the Carolinas after that, eventually up into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast by Tuesday. So we expect at least some wind and rain. Potential is there for flooding, downpours, some severe coastal impacts as well, depending on the track of the system. High 78 Tuesday, behind it a leftover thunderstorm Wednesday. High 84. Right now, temperatures range from 82 at Harlem to 87 in Wayne. It's partly sunny and 82 in Midtown. And Kevin, we're going up to 88.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.